to our midweek podcast with Pastor Dinesh Mitchell. We hope this message will bless you and your family.
Any person who understands the operation of the Spirit is able to change that which happens in the physical, because it is first in the Spirit and then in the natural. Are you here with me? If you are here with me, put a thumbs up. I know that you are here. I know that you are up and awake and you are here, not just logged in, but you are here. Hallelujah. Praise God. Right? So last week, that's what I talked to you about. I said we are going to talk about the watchers, different watchers. There is a watch. Every 3 hours, it's a watch. There is a morning watch of 4 watchers. And I said there is an evening watch of another 4 watchers. Last week, we looked at the evening watch, which is from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Last week, I'm just recapping so that you are with me. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It is called the evening watch. And we looked at it and we saw how it connects to the supernatural dimension, where when God even created the day to operate, He created first the evening, then the morning. So God wants you to start off with rest and not stressed. Hallelujah. He wants you to sleep. He wants you to get the rest so that you can be able to be, and you are ready to do that which the Lord has prepared for you to do. And that is why we said, according to Genesis chapter 1, evening came and then morning came. So evening is so important. And whatever you do in the evening, and understanding of the evening watch is important for you to know how to operate in the spirit dimension, so that you can change the matrix of your physical dimension. Are you getting this? If you're getting this, put a thumbs up. Right? People over here are putting thumbs up, but yeah. And if you know that somebody's not here that should be here, then you can also take a moment to go and talk to them or message them and get them on here so that they can be here. Now hear this. Now today we are going to look at the second watch, which is also called the night watch. You can write it down. Night watch. That is from 9 p.m. till 12 a.m. 9 p.m. till 12 a.m. Okay. And I said, when we started off, we talked about this base scripture that we were using from Isaiah 62 verses number 6. All the notes are on YouVersion. When you click, you can get the notes that are for this day. Isaiah chapter 62 verses 6 says, I have set watchmen on your walls, O Jerusalem. Watchmen. Everybody say watchmen. Everybody say watchmen. Everybody say watchmen. All right. On your walls, O Jerusalem, they shall never hold their peace day or night. So there is some watch in the day, some watches in the night. And there were specific things. These watchmen who watched the walls, there were specific things told to them, responsibilities given to them to perform in the watch that they were guarding. And last week, as we looked at the 6 to 9 p.m., one of the things that we saw is that 6 to 9 p.m. is a time to reflect on the day, on the time that you have spent. It's a reflection. You spend time reflecting on what has been happening throughout the day. And then also, it is a time for the Word of God to help you to meditate the Word of God. Once again, remind yourself the things that the Lord has spoken over you. Because once you are done with the day, because for us, you know, the Lord's day starts in the evening, but for us, it's like almost it's done, and you have all these things that have happened. So it is good for you to reflect, then meditate on the things that the Lord has spoken, so that you are able to remind yourself of the things that God has spoken rather than what the day has brought. But I specifically said that this time, 6 to 9 p.m., is the watch for healing breakthrough. Somebody say yes. Somebody put a thumbs up and say yes, yes, yes. Okay. It's a time for healing breakthrough. Why am I saying healing breakthrough? We looked at few scriptures. We saw on those scriptures that healing breakthrough happened in the evening. Miraculous healings began to happen in the evening watch. And we also see people, their sicknesses increase after 6 o'clock. Body pains increase. Sinus issues increase. Okay? All kinds of stuff. Pains increase. And they say, "Ayo, in the evening it just happens to me." No. In the evening, the enemy tries to attack your body, and you have the ability not to let the enemy determine the final say, but you have the ability to determine what God says. And what does God say? It's a time for healing. And we prayed for healing. And we saw healing. And we saw healing miracles happen. And we saw things begin to manifest last week. You know, Dylan said something. Dylan, come here. He has a testimony he's going to share real quick, okay? Is that okay?
Hi. So, yeah.
This is Dylan. Give a round of applause, okay?
Thank you. So, while Pastor Mitch was praying for sickness from the WhatsApp 6 to 9, I actually remembered this friend's name and I actually prayed for her. And so she had this issue with her leg where her leg was actually, it was hurting in the evening, like during the night time. So after that, and so I prayed for her while Pastor Mitch was praying for, like after the Bible study. And I told her, after the Bible study, I just texted her instantly. I said, "Hey, this is what happened, blah, blah, blah. So I actually prayed for you." And she replied about 2 days afterwards saying that the pain has actually decreased. And it's actually getting better. So, yeah.
Come on. I thought you will clap your hands and, you know, you do something and put an emoji or whatever you do. What I'm trying to tell you is, now the person was not even in the room. You see the power of that revelation? When you pray in that night watch, and this evening, that's what I'm saying. We are not just teaching something, but it is actually happening, manifesting. So we have to understand that we don't only catch on to a revelation, but we also see the manifestation. Everybody say manifestation. All right. So it is so important for you to get the manifestation. So we saw that healing is entering and coming. And if that person who was not even on the call, while we pray, can experience healing, just imagine for the people who hear it, receive it. Somebody say yes. Type in there, yes, you know, hallelujah. Yes. So today, this watch, 9 p.m. till 12 p.m., I have a scripture reference for it. It is time to pray. Okay? 9 to 12 is a time to pray so that you will be protected from temptation. Because many people fall into temptation between 9 p.m. and 12 a.m. How many know what I'm talking about? Nobody here. Okay, praise God. Matthew chapter 26, verses number 40 is the key, but I'm going to read to you from verses number 39. And then, verse number 36, then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, "Sit here while I go pray over there." Now, when Jesus told them to sit there, Jesus thought when he said he's going to pray, these fellows will also agree. But it is like the church nowadays. When you say prayer meeting is the most least attended time, but somebody said that the strength of the church is seen when you call people to come for a prayer meeting. That is the actual strength of the church. Okay, now we are not going to call a prayer meeting yet. Verse number 37. And he took him with Peter and two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. So it is okay to deeply be distressed. Then he said to them, "My soul is exceedingly sorrowful." Exceedingly sorrowful. Which means what he was about to do, he didn't like to do it. Even to the point of death. Wow. Have you been stressed even to the point of death? My gosh. Stay here. Underline in your Bible. Verse number 38. Stay here and watch with me. Watch with me. Underline that. Watch with me. Watch with me. So a lot of other disciples were there, but he took these three and he tells him his deep sorrow. And he says, other guys are sitting, but that's okay. But I want you to watch with me. Now this happened 2,000 years ago. But I believe Jesus is still telling this to us right now. Watch with me. Watch with me. Verse number 39. He went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O Father, the word watch there, they understood it, that it was to pray. The other guys, he told them to sit. But Peter, James, and Andrew. What do you say? Watch. Somebody say, watch. Fell on his face and prayed, saying, O Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, so in other words, there are battles that you feel like, oh my God, I don't think I can make it, but I will not give in to my emotions. I will only give it to your will. And the only way to fight the battle of the flesh is prayer. This is good stuff. Please, please, Pastor, please keep saying it again. 9 to 12 p.m. People get into alcoholism. People get into all kinds of temptation on their phones, on their devices. Of course, then temptations sexually, immorally, all kinds of gambling places, nightclubs. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? 9 to 12 is a time of temptation. And the only way temptation, even Jesus was pushed to the place to give up. Are you getting this? So 9 to 12, that's the time to watch. That's the time to watch your life. And the only way to guard your life is to pray. Because we know what happened to the fellow who didn't pray. Listen to this, okay? Are you here with me? Okay. Then he came to the disciples, verse number 40, and found them. How do I say? Theologians say it's 9 to 12. This was a time from 9 to 11, 9 to 12 that this was happening, because right at midnight only betrayal happened. Right at midnight. So then Jesus comes and asks these guys three times. Hey, get up. Hey, get up. Hey. So it was after every watch, every hour. Can't you watch with me? Look at this, okay? Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, it is mentioned Peter. You will see why it is so important that Peter is mentioned. Because he got Peter close and told Peter, pray. What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, verse number 41, lest you fall enter into temptation. Many people who pray in the morning feel like you don't have to pray in the night. Are you here with me? No need to pray at night. So over and over again, you see in your life, you have had so much of battles, temptations, mind games, and all kinds of things that have been on operation in your life as a result that you have not watched this hour. Are you hearing what I'm saying? The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And Jesus gives a key how to keep your flesh that is weak strong. Pray. Pray. Somebody say pray. Discouragement comes. Depression comes. Crazy things happen. 9 to 11, 9 to 12. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I don't know whether you are here with me. Are you here? No, I only see two people, you know. So I don't know whether you are here. Are you here with me? Okay. And again, the second time, verse number 42. And over and over again, theologians say this is that time, okay? That's why I'm talking to you from this watch. This is so important. And again, the second time, he went away, prayed, saying, "Oh, Father, this cup, can it be passed unless I drink, away from me, unless I drink it, your will be done." And he came and found them sleeping again. Again. Some people who don't fall asleep, when they take the Bible, they fall asleep. To read, not here in Sri Lanka. You know, I've seen in other countries. Maybe I don't know about China, Jessica. But I am, people, they take the Bible. So I tell them, if you want to fall asleep, maybe you need to read the Bible and you fall asleep. Because some people say, "I can't fall asleep." Read the Bible. You'll fall asleep. Some people, some people are so much awake and they are good, but when they start praying, they are nodding. They are falling asleep. And there are some people right now listening to me falling asleep. Praise the Lord. In the realm of the spirit, I can tell you. Hallelujah. They are falling asleep. Kandoke rakadabu. Why? And we can't be surprised about it. Jesus had the same issue. Okay. Verse number 44. So he left them, went away again, and prayed the third time. 11 p.m. Third time. 11 p.m. Saying the same words. Then he came, saying the same words, which means he kept saying to the Lord, "Lord, oh my God, if you can, please take this. Take this. I can't handle this." Verse number 45, if you have your Bibles. Then he came to the disciples and said to them, "Are you sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Arise. Let us be going." Wow. Are you getting this? Anybody here? 9 to 11, 9 to 12. This important watch. Watch of prayer. If you are recurringly falling into temptation in that place, thoughts of fear, thoughts of unworthiness, thoughts of depression, thoughts of lust, and thoughts and all kinds of temptation are driven to you. Are you getting this? Pray. Be a person of prayer. Before you go to sleep, pray. Pray. Just don't go to sleep. Pray. Pray in the spirit. If you don't know what to pray, 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 pray. Because that will help you to be protected. And Peter's name is mentioned there twice. Twice. Why? The fellow listened to Jesus, fell asleep, got up, again listened to Jesus, fell asleep, got up, listened, fell asleep. Then he took a sword and cut off that fellow's ear. When the Lord tells you something to do, is because he knows the outcome of what is about to happen. So this is an hour of prayer. And this is also an hour that is really important for intercessors. So intercessory prayers at this time has special power and grace to break through into a new dimension. Are you hearing me? So people who are in prayer, prayer warriors, I encourage you, 9 to 12. That's the time to pray. That's the time to cover. That is the time to govern that hour. Hallelujah. Because that will cause things to break loose. Especially protection from temptation. And protection from the work of the enemy against the will of God. Because you saw that there were things in that hour that came that tried to distract and take Jesus. Even Jesus, pressed, because he was a human, pressed in all places. That's why in another gospel it says that his sweat turned to blood. Have you been stressed so much? If you are not being stressed so much, then forget it. Real stress is when your sweat turned to blood. So don't tell I'm stressed when you're actually not stressed. Come on, day. Some people say stress because they like the word stress. They're actually a little bit worried. That is not stress. Real stress is right here. Matthew chapter 26. Read it. When your sweat turns to blood. Some people say, "Man, hari stress vela inne." Mokad exam ekak liyanne. Has your sweat turned to blood yet? No. So then you're not stressed. Forget about it. Mama hariyata stress vela. They use single or I'm very stressed. Very stressed. So my question is, if you're stressed about a situation, has your sweat turned to blood? Hey, that means still you are at a place where your body can handle with the Spirit of God. But the only problem is you have not tapped in to the power of the Spirit of God. And that's why you can't handle it. But Jesus, even up to that point, says, if I have a way out, I'll take it. But right now, I still submit to your will. And that time of prayer, of course, he walked with the Lord continuously, but that time of prayer, those 3 hours, really helped him fight that final battle to complete the assignment of the Lord. I am encouraging people here right now. Are you hearing me? Are you with me? If you're with me, put a thumbs up, because I know that you're here with me. You're there, you're there, you're there. I'm here. I'm here. You know, thumbs up showing that, oh, yeah, I'm here. I'm awake, Pastor. I'm here with you. Some of you are fighting things. How many of you understand? If you understand what I'm saying, type in their eye, you know. You are fighting things in this hour. Night watch. How many say yes? Oh, man. You're fighting things. And there are things that you're fighting that is trying to put you off the will of God. And the same devil sends his cohorts, because Satan is not, he doesn't have time for you. You know that, no? Satan actually appeared to Jesus, but some people say Satan came. No, no, Satan didn't come. If he came, finish you. But it is only a cohort of some body from his. Are you getting this? He's on assignment. And his assignment is to steal your assignment. But I am here to tell you, the only way to stay on course with his assignment is prayer. Because prayer gives you the power in your spirit man so that you can crucify your flesh. And even if you are pushed to the point of sweat turning to blood, you can still stick through it. And you wonder how did Jesus do it? I'll tell you how Jesus did it. Here is one secret here, right here. He stuck with his Father up to the end, up to the place, even on the cross. Of course, we don't have to go through time to go through all the watches. Next week, I'll be taking the 12 to 3. How many of you are learning something here? Getting something here. So when you are tempted, when you are stressed to the point of sweat, you want to give up, You want to run away. You want to give in to temptation. Our man is so hard that I would just give it up. No, that is the real time to pray. And prayer before issues. If you pray, you'll be ready. Peter, because he was not, he just went back. But Jesus, before it came, he was ready. So he was ready to take on anything. And we are to be like Jesus. And now we have the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead. Hallelujah. Somebody say, yes. So I want to encourage you. 9 to 12. Take time. Now I'm not saying, please pray from 9 to 12. No, that's not what I meant. Three times he came. What he meant was, in this watch, be a man of prayer. Be a woman of prayer. Because that is a time that the enemy really attacks to take the assignment of God. All kinds of relationships, addiction, crazy things happen in this hour. But that is why we have to be ready and we have to fight in prayer. So that you will have victory in prayer. If you are getting what I'm saying, say yes. Say amen. So I challenge you. Today start. These Bible studies are not just teaching something. These Bible studies are to really teach you things, principles that will help you to live victorious. Not only just say, you know, oh man, I'm an overcomer through Christ. No, actually be an overcomer. Actually be a person who can possess the things of the kingdom of God. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus right now. I pray that the revelation of your word will become a manifestation in their heart and in their mind so that they will not become weary. They will not let sleep in their eyes, weariness in their heart and their body push them like Peter. But we pray for the Spirit of Jesus to rise up in the name of Jesus. So that they will stick with the assignment God has given. And whatever that comes their way that is causing them to be discouraged, distracted, and even breakthrough from the place of what God has for them. In this watch, that they will learn how to manage, overcome, breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I pray for intercessors to rise up with a new revelatory anointing in the name of Jesus. I even pray for intercessors, yes. More intercessors to rise up. And the intercessory ability of people to rise up in the name of Jesus. I pray for the slumbering and stupor spirit to be broken off you. That you will connect to the supernatural power of God. And that you will be a man and a woman of God who operates in the spirit dimension and changes the metrics of the physical dimension. As Jesus was able, you will be able. So I declare that and I decree that in Jesus' name.
That's a wrap on today's Divine Breakthrough. Remember, every challenge is just a setup for your next miracle. See you soon in the next episode.